Its last report, Mark Garneau School came out number one with a score of 7.8, putting it 87th among 689 schools in Ontario. The Fraser Institute ranks the public, Catholic, and independent schools based on 8 academic indicators, and it's derived from the province-wide test results. We'll get to some of the other scores, but to talk about this, joining us on the line right now is a regular to this program. Very happy to have her with us. Please welcome the Director of Education for the Hastings Prince Edward District School Board, our friend and yours, Catherine MacGyver.
1, 2, 3.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Lauren. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. And we're so happy you could take a few minutes to join us. You know, I'm going to take these scores with a grain of salt. Having said so, there's other seasoning in here, and so there has to be some truth to the information. So, as we said, Mark Garneau got a score of 7.8, which seems pretty good. Trenton High got a score of 2.8, which puts them 709th on the list. What is the Fraser Institute? Do you look at it as an important score? Do you pay attention to it? And what can we say about this stuff?
So the Fraser Institute has been around for quite some time. We're used to these reports coming out, and they are largely based on EQAO scores. So that's that assessment that's done in grade 9 and grade 10 in our high schools that look at mathematics scores on a test and literacy scores on a test. So, you know, Lauren, I think time people say things about our schools, we pay attention to it. But I would say that we don't rest our reputation on the Fraser Institute and what it has to say.
Okay. And I agree with you. I mean, there's so much more than just what a number on a paper means from standardized testing. But when one of your schools, Trenton High School, gets a 2.8, your eyes have to open up a little bit and go, well, what's going on there?
Yeah, and I think our eyes were already open in a number of other indicators, right? Like, I think we look at, you know, the socioeconomics, the involvement of families, we look at credit accumulation, we look at extracurricular. Like, there's a lot of different pieces that we look at when we consider a school. I think Trenton's been doing some really good work lately around credit accumulation with the grade 9 students, looking to make sure that kids see themselves and see opportunities for them in different pathways in the high school so they stay in school, so that they don't leave school, so we can graduate them out the front doors. So, you know, EQAO scores, yes, is a part of it. It's an indicator. But we're much more interested in, you know, are students getting credits? How are they doing as far as achieving and moving towards their diploma?
I think the general public also has to agree with that. And I don't think the general public cares whether it's the separate school board or the public school board. We want our kids to come out of public education or Catholic education or whatever education educated. Are kids not getting educated as much at Trenton High School as they would be at Bayside, which has a score of 6.2?
No, I don't think it's not that they're not as educated as much. It might be just different pathways. We look at our graduation rates from each of our schools. Trenton might be a little bit lower. We have a few more kids that leave school and don't complete their high school in certain areas of our board. So that impacts that rate. So that might explain some of the differences.
Yeah. And we know that there's a whole bunch of different socioeconomic issues that are highlighted here in the entire Quinte region when we talk to the people from Prince Edward Hastings Public Health. They'll say we have higher incidence of pregnancy or smoking or whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. All that does come through education in a way, though. And it's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's general education. How can you, as the director of education, help with that? Is there a way that schools can help with our overall education?
Absolutely. And so I would think, you know, one of the other indicators we look at is attendance. Are kids coming to school every day? Right. We know when kids come to school every day, they are successful. The data is overwhelming about that. Kids come to school when they feel that sense of belonging, right?
Right.
So we need to make sure that when kids enter our doors, that we are the most warm and welcoming and still holding kids accountable. But we really need, when the kids come through our door, when we can capture them there, they feel like they belong to the school community, they're more likely to come every day. We also know, you know, we really want parents, when parents are involved in school, kids do better.
Is this not happening in Trenton? And PECI is not much further ahead, or neither is Eastside. So, I mean, is this simply not happening? Are parents not involved? When you and I were in school, we had to go to school. We got in huge amounts of trouble if we didn't. Is there no repercussions for young people for not attending high school?
Well, I guess, what are the repercussions? From a school board perspective, we're not taking families to court. That actually happened in the past either.
Mm-hmm.
There is a complacency where the value of education, not only from the student perspective, but from some of our families, isn't held in as high of regard. And I think we need to attack that piece and make sure that families understand the value of school, of getting, you know, those reading, writing, and arithmetic skills are still important. And in order to do that, coming every day is really important. We often hear families, you know, that come and are involved and are really interested, but they're saying, you know, I'm having a hard time getting my student out of bed. I can't get them to go to school. We hear about kids that are gaming and or on computers or on screens, and so they're too tired and they don't come to school. So I think there's work we need to do there. And it's work that we're doing very collaboratively. Public health, the Catholic board, the public board has a series of, you know, opportunities for parents to hear from experts about how to support their child.
I just don't even know what to say when you're saying these things. You know, often you come on the show and you say, Lauren, you know, education is so much different than when we were in school. And I don't want to sound like an old guy. I'm only 54 years old. But I can't even believe that people don't think that there's people out there who don't think or put an emphasis on the fact that education is important. It's the most important. There's nothing more important besides keeping our kids fed, clothed, and a roof over our head than getting them educated. It's the most. I just can't even think. I can't fathom it.
But Lauren, when you think about it, we talk about our communities and the fact that some of our families are having a problem keeping a roof
right
fed and clothed, right? So you get how school might end up, you know, a little bit further down that list because. You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We know that safety and security and those essential pieces are the most important. But I agree, education comes next. Education is the difference maker.
And you know, when you look at a score of 2.8, and again, this is not, I mean, there's, as you've mentioned, and I believe you, 100 things that go into it besides just this. There can't be that many people in Quinney West, in Trenton, who are unhoused. So there's obviously something else that's leading to this.
Yep. Yeah. And what I would also say is there's a difference between EQAO and credit accumulation. So, you know, I've gone into Fraser to just have a look this morning and say, okay, no, here's their criteria. It's all based on EQAO scores. We know that has now mandated that the grade 9 mathematics test, we need to take some of that and figure students' marks because I think they want to see that students see the importance of the test of EQAO. And when, you know, when it doesn't count for marks, Lauren,
right.
Sometimes kids don't do their best work.
Right.
So now there's this mandatory part that
not only
do you have to do this test, but now it's going to count towards your credit.
Why are we wasting time with this? Why do we have to have standardized testing? Can't we just have a good curriculum and teach our students?
Yeah, I mean, there is value to standardized testing. It's an outside set of eyes. It's certainly something that, you know, we look at our EQAO scores and we turn inwards and say, okay, what are there indicators? We do use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not against standardized tests. I think it's just one marker. And I think that's where I struggle with the Fraser report.
Right.
If they want to take some of these other markers into their calculation, that would be.
And maybe you're not going to answer this question, but I have to ask it.
Sure.
Take all your markers, you know, the Laurentian ones, the Crayola ones, the Sharpie ones, put them in a basket and give me what a Trenton High score should be out of 10. Because if it's not 2.8, is it in the fives in reality?
I don't know. Like, I don't know that I can answer that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know that Trenton High needs additional support? Sure, we know that. You know, they're identified as one of our math schools that is receiving additional support in order to support students in grade 9 in mathematics. So we already have that indicator. We knew that. So we're providing additional support there. I would say that it has a different demographic than, you know, what you see at Bayside. And we know that from census data.
Yeah.
So there's indicators that we know that, yeah, probably Trenton High isn't the only school, but is one of that needs further support.
So when you say further support, is it money, resources? What kind of, obviously, what kind of things, if you can... And by no means am I blaming you or the teachers or anything like that. I think just as a community, we need to know how we're going to fix this, right? So, is it money? Is it resources? Is what needs to go into schools like Trenton High and PECI and Eastside to get them up to the fives and six and sevens and nines, right? What do we need to do? What can I do?
So I'm going to say it's all of the above. I think that right now our team is looking at, okay, from a students with special education needs, are there differentiated support we need to do in our high schools? Do we have to provide more resources, whether it be monetary or it could be people resources in the school to support? We have coaches that go in and support the teachers when, you know, when teachers have a student that they're having a really hard time to move forward. We have coaches that can go in and support the classroom teacher. And, you know, it's those kinds of pieces. Sometimes it's about additional professional learning for staff. Sometimes it's about more social workers in the school to support students. So there's a variety of different resources that can be put in place. And we generally use like those data and those markers to say what's needed where and when.
When you walk through these schools, and I know you're very rarely in your office, I know you're always out and you're always seeing with your own eyes what's going on. Do you get a different sense in a school like Trenton High or PECI than you would at Bayside when you're walking through those hallways?
Do I get a different sense? No, not necessarily. I would say you can feel it when you walk into the school, when a school cares. So I walk into Trenton High, and those are the kids that hold the door open, right?
Right.
You know, you say good morning to kids. They greet you and say good morning back. It's not a different feeling. I think we have some extremely caring staff in those that really support kids to do well. We just need to continue to work at you know, how do we hook them and make sure they stay with us? They got to come through the door every day.
They have.
I can't stress that enough.
They have.
And I mean, that's the message. If you're asking me, how can you help? That's the message we need to get out, is the value of education and the importance of daily attendance.
Well, listen, you know I'm on your side on this.
I know.
Education is key. You know, we could have the greatest geography. We could have the most kind, lovely people, but they need to be educated, and we're in charge of that. It's as grassroots as it gets. Moms and dads and caregivers, grandparents, bus drivers, we all have to get our kids to school, schools help to raise kids, no matter what anybody says, but we all have to be involved. We have to be involved in our children's education. You know?
Absolutely.
It's at the end of the day, it will make a difference.
It's a game changer, right?
Right.
It totally is the game changer. It's interesting, Laura, when we talk to families about what's important to them, they don't talk to us about graduation rates. In fact, we've had some recent survey data where they're like, yeah, I'm not worried about credit accumulation or graduation rates. They want to know that someone cares. Mm. They want to know that someone in the school cares about their child. They want to see their child happy. So I think that's the starting point, right? So, you know, let's make sure that kids feel welcome in our buildings and parents feel welcome to come in our buildings. But then let's start talking about the need to walk through those doors every day. Let's talk about, you know, what we're talking about, that this is the game changer. Education is so important, and we need to make sure that there's value.
Right.
Not just in our schools, but in our communities and in our province.
One last question before we let you go. Are you concerned? Are you concerned over the next 3, 5, 10 years? I mean, is this something that kind of keeps you up, that you're talking about kids not coming to school because they're gaming? That's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Am I concerned? I'm going to say, you know, I don't take your question lightly, but I'm not concerned. I'm actually quite encouraged and hopeful, because I see the work that's happening in our buildings. I'm seeing graduation rates go up. I'm seeing kids getting credits. I'm seeing awesome literacy things. And I'm actually headed to a school with the Ministry of Education this afternoon, because they want to come in and see what we're doing about mathematics, because they've heard that we're on a great path. So, I'm pretty excited about where we're headed in the next few years. Kids are awesome.
If you look at these rates, and I have no idea what the number one school is or where it is, and I'm sure the number is 9 something, I guess. Do you, as a director of education, call up that school board's director of education and say, hey, can we have a 5-minute chat? And what are you doing that we're not doing?
So, yes, I'm going to say probably not the number one school. I you know, haven't had a look at the list, but I'm going to guess that's probably a private school. But what we do is, when we see boards that are moving in a positive direction, there's a lot of conversation about, okay, how are you doing this? What's going on? I've been part of some of those visits myself. I've sent some of our staff here to different boards to you know, be able to have those conversations,
right,
but also see it in action.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then bring that information back and let's replicate. You know, we need to learn from each other, and there's no point everybody trying to do it on their own.
I'm going to let you leave this conversation with something positive. I hate being negative all the time. So there's obviously wonderful things happening in both our school boards here. So give us a good thing. What's great that's happening in the Hastings Prince Edward District School Board? Let's leave on a high note, Catherine.
Sure. So let's talk about math. So a couple of great things. We're hearing from people about their concern about financial literacy. Right. So I think that's moving forward. Like, okay, we need to focus on this and make sure that this is nice and strong for our students, for their future. But the math work that we are seeing in classrooms blows my mind. And the confidence that students have when they know mathematics facts and have fluency with mathematics, it's inspiring. it's exciting things to see. So, hey, we're on the move. We're on the move, and we're really proud of our students there.
Excellent. Great stuff. Catherine, thank you, as always, for joining us and being open and honest and telling us the real deal and nothing but the best. We want nothing but the best for schools, the people that work within it, all the way from the ladies who are making the chocolate chip cookies, which are delicious, by the way, right out of the oven, right? And all the way to our teachers and students and parents and custodians. I mean, it's a team effort.
It absolutely is, and we're thankful for all of them.
Catherine MacGyver, the Director of Education for the Hastings Prince Edward District School Board. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lauren. You too.